14 days.
Nearly two dozen officials from various state and local government agencies took part in the summit, hosted by State Assemblyman Sean Ryan. The Buffalo Democrat said there's been a rise in people's expectations for clean water.
I think 30 years ago, people really weren't even thinking about going in some of our beaches because of the conditions, but we've done such a good job of getting the water level up that people have a higher expectation now. And I think that's the challenge going forward is, you know, the public is really shifting their expectation of our waterfront. And, they're surprised when they found out it's not as clean as they'd like it to be. But it is good to, keep in mind the history.
Which includes several major steel plants, numerous chemical manufacturers, and heavy industry along the local waterfront and beyond. New York Department of Environmental Conservation Regional Director Abby Snyder says a lot of work's gone into improving local beaches, but Snyder says the water testing being done is simple and doesn't identify the source of beach closings.
Is the source from a treatment plant? Is it human? Is it avian? What actually is it? So I think that actually will help us determine what the problems are. And when you look at invasive species, some of those things breaking down are going to lead into different types of contaminants or bacteria. So we have to learn more and work together as a group to figure out what really is causing this.
And it's not just due to stormwater overflows. State Parks Regional Director Mark Thomas says there's a greater number of beaches on Lake Ontario, but most of this summer's closings, he says, were on Lake Erie. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.